But when Judy went to high school, she got interested in drill team, so forth. She tried out for the drill team, made it the first year, and oh man, I chauffeured many of these youngsters around here to ball games. I would go to the ball game there every night, every weekend at least, every Friday night. And it did a lot to bring her out. Really did.
We were talking about cars, and you said mine was a two-door sedan, didn't you?
Yeah.
What do you call my other car?
It's still a two-door, isn't it?
No, it's got four doors.
It's a four-door sedan.
The top extends back.
Is it a hard top?
No, it's like...
I really haven't been that observant. I see my car is a four-door,
uh-huh.
Ford with a vinyl top.
Yeah, if you had a car like that four-door, but the top of the car came all the way back out over the trunk, and the whole car was enclosed.
Whole station wagon?
Yeah, so it had a tailgate.
Is that what yours is?
Yeah.
Consider station wagon?
Mine is. It's kind of chopped off. Well, you know, it's not that practical. But, what do you call a real large, pretentious sort of sedan?
Little passenger car?
Mm-hmm. Something like a big Cadillac or a large, you know.
Well, that's one of your luxury. Mm-hmm. Cadillac is your luxury.
What would you take to the airport sometimes if you didn't want to take the bus and didn't want to drive your car?
Well, you take the limousine, some of them call it limousine, we call it the bus to the airport.
How do you distinguish a limousine from a large passenger car?
Well, the limousine had the extra seats in them, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the old types of cars? I used to have one. It was a 35 Plymouth. It had just room for two passengers inside, and it had an open seat in the back that you could open up.
Oh, the rumble seat. You see, they're not making any more convertibles. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw nice that.
That's the right amusing.
Yeah.
And the fellow, they're not making any more Corvettes. You see where the dealer bought the last the other day that came off the line?
I didn't see that now.
Yeah, it was in last night's place.
I didn't tell him. What did you call those cars like that when I used to have? There was only room for two people inside.
That's a two-door sedan, mm-hmm. with a rumble seat. That's what you had.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the rumble seat, it's a two-door sedan.
It just had room for the passenger and the driver, and had a shelf right behind the seat. Yeah. The back window rolled down.
That's
the
right.
Seat. Had a nice car with that.
Yeah.
Well, you had to work them by hand somehow.
You know the first Army Jeeps? You had to work them by hand, manual.
Didn't have those little levers inside?
You had to work them by hand.
Looks like they could hook up the vacuum.
Well, they did shortly afterwards.
Yeah.
That was the first one.
Huh. You mentioned pickup truck across the road here. A pickup, anyway. What do you call a truck that farmers use that might be just slightly bigger than a pickup, or it might be even larger than that, and it might not, you know, it might have a, I don't know.
Well, those produce trucks, they run anywhere from half ton, three-quarter ton, half.
What do you go out here? You go out on the street and pay 15 cents to ride down to town. What?
Oh, well, that's a bus now.
Uh-huh. What do you call that part of a car that's right below the windshield? That area there that has the speedometer in it?
Oh, the dashboard.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the part of the car where you store things over on the side? It's a little
cool. Oh, the glove compartment.
Mm-hmm. And, usually in the morning, if it doesn't have a plastic bag around it, your newspaper will at least have water on it.
A rubber band.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted to hold several pieces of paper together, what would you use?
I'd use a clip.
Where do you keep your spare tire?
Mine's in the trunk.
Now, if you wanted to go faster...
Some of them call it the boot.
Do they around here?
Yeah.
My fancy.
They say it's in the boot.
Yeah.
I say it's in the trunk. But actually, it is in the trunk. It's above the trunk. Under the back of the seat.
Yeah.
Sitting
yeah.
flat.
That little compartment.
Uh-huh.